The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came up to Jesus and, kneeling down before him, begged him, saying to him, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, he touched him, and he said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." And the leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. And then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once, saying to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing that which Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." And the man went away and began to publicize the whole affair. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. So it's my pleasure to also reiterate Monsignor's welcome of Monsignor John Moretta from Resurrection Parish in Boyle Heights, and you'll have the great pleasure of hearing him speak very shortly about Together in Mission. But before that, I just want to direct your attention to the screen. We're going to see a short message from our Archbishop about the Together in Mission campaign.
We do things together.
We care for those who need a helping hand.
We teach those who will build the future.
We serve those who have served us.
And because of you, we do this together in peace.
In the Archdiocese of Los Angeles,
we do things together.
We preach to the nations.
We celebrate the beautiful.
We welcome the smallest among us.
And because of you, we do this together in love.
In the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, we do things together.
We learn where we come from.
We learn where we're going.
We learn who we are.
And because of you, we do this
together in
Jesus calls us to love one another and to share God's love and mercy with those most in need. We share God's love in the choices we make to build and strengthen our communities. I thank each and every one of you who have made a gift to Together in Mission. You have made an incredible difference in the lives of so many here in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. This is the 25th anniversary of Together in Mission. I invite each family in the Archdiocese to make a true commitment to the appeal. If every Catholic makes a commitment to donate to Together in Mission, we will make a real impact in sharing Christ's love with those who need it most. Together, we can make a difference. Make your commitment today. May God bless you and your families.
I'm John Moretta. I'm the pastor for 34 years at Resurrection Church in Boyle Heights. That's nestled between the LA River and East Los Angeles. Several months ago, Cambria asked me to give this talk, to be a witness to the effect, the good that the Together Mission does. And little did we, either of us, know that 17 days ago, just before I used to do this talk, a madman came into the church at 1:30 in the morning and tried to burn the church down. He torched the vestibule, he torched the choir loft, and the smoke damage that came into the church altogether was like $500,000 of damage. Very, very sad. And one of the things that I see in the Carmelite sisters there in this film, the Carmelite sisters, if you see their convents, you'll see these beautiful wood carvings by a man called Rudy Vargas. Rudy Vargas was from Boyle Heights. He was from my parish. And just before funeral director retired, he donated to the parish a beautiful work of Rudy Vargas, hand-carved Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he told me it was valued at some $40,000. It was reduced to ashes, just total ashes. A very terrible, tragic thing. The same night that our fire broke out, which he just threw something into one of the windows and it just caught on fire, had the firemen got there 2 minutes later, they said the whole church would have been gone. So we're very, very blessed that we were able to salvage what we did. But at the same night, at approximately 1:30 in the morning, he went to our neighboring parish of Our Lady of Victory, and he broke the windows and threw some fire papers that were lit inside the church, but it fizzled. They were lucky they didn't burn anything else. But he did tear down their statue of Guadalupe and Juan Diego and broke it into pieces. He said, and they interviewed him, that he had a mission from God to destroy statues and churches. And you've read about him, you know that he's the same individual that made significant damages to a parish here in Pasadena, the Episcopal Church, Queen of Angels. And totally, he had some 8 churches. Half of those were Catholic, and our church took the biggest hit. I think this tragic destruction of property is something that has deeply affected my community. I cried all week long. I was afraid I could not talk at Sunday Mass. And so I was going to prepare a sermon, and I was going to have my associate, Father Parker Sandoval, who missed all the fun. He was on vacation. So I said, I will write this up, and then he can give this talk. Well, Father Parker comes upstairs at 11 o'clock on Friday night. Now, he had not been in the church. He had not seen the destruction yet. They had sent him some pictures, but he hadn't been inside. So as he comes up the steps, he's already crying. And so there was my great helper. What was I going to do? An experience like this does have its side effects. You know, for example, I saw people I thought were dead. All of a sudden, they came to life. I said, I thought you were dead. And all of a sudden, they're coming to church. So it does have its side effects. The day after the fire, some 80 people spontaneously, without putting a word out, spontaneously came to clean up the church, to clean up the parking lot, and set up for Mass outside in the tents. Many parish groups and neighboring parishes have offered to help. For example, I know you're very familiar with Dolores Mission, one of the parishes in Boyle Heights. It's one of your sister parishes that you help so much. The women themselves asked the pastor permission to put on a breakfast for Resurrection Church, and they profited $800, which they sent to us. Now, to me, that $800 is like $8,000 from some other parish. Your parish, for example, has given us some $20,000. I think you deserve applause for that, don't you? $20,000? This is money that you donated last year for the Together Mission, and this is the surplus money that Cambria is very gracious to send to us, and I'm very, very grateful. Today, they asked me to be the human face of Together Mission. There's a few wrinkles in there. I don't know if the camera can pick up all the wrinkles, but it's an older face, but it is a true face. The $17 million that was generated by Together Mission is precisely to help the inner city parishes and schools such as Resurrection. It's some 80 parishes and 63 schools. If part of your Together in Mission money would not have gone to us, it would be going to one of those other parishes or schools. It is money for us to survive. I want to repeat that, it's to survive. We work on bare bones. A parish that gets $3,500 a week in its collection, how can and have a school on top of that? How can you do that? How can you do that? We priests that have been there for many years, we chose to go there, and we're not complaining, but it is very wonderful when other parishes see and share the responsibilities, because the other parishes, like yours, are a lifeline, literally a lifeline to us. You know, you hear other dioceses where they close churches and they close schools. Our archbishops have consistently tried to do everything to avoid that. Again, to looking at my school, 95%, over 95% of the children in my school qualify as poverty level families. And that's not just our imagination. In order for them to come to the food program, they have to prove their IRS papers. They have to prove what is their income. And 95% of them are at poverty level. My school is flourishing. We have 248 students. And in these days, that's a very good size, and I'm very grateful for that. We have become a seat and blended learning school. It's copied something after the famous KIPP schools. They're very popular, this form of education, blended learning. And so it's very similar to the KIPP schools, except in the KIPP schools, there's no Jesus. They may have a student called Jesus in those schools, but the outside of that, they have no Jesus. So how can you ask people to pay $300, $200, $300, $400 a month tuition when they can barely put beans on the table? In addition to our school, we have a very successful food program that provides food for some 125 families every day, 5 days a week. I know that this expressions that I share with you is a very easy sale for this parish, because you have responded so generously over the years in the call to support Together in Mission. What has happened to us, I don't wish this on anybody, but you know, a sense of identity with the church, a sense of ownership of the church, a sense of pride in the church, a sense truly of protection of the church, these things have happened to us and they are priceless. From ashes, we will build an even more beautiful church. But I told them that the church is a building, but the church, that's with a small c, but the church, the people of God with Jesus, is a capital C. And no matter what a person tries to do, they can never destroy that. Again, I want to thank Cambria and her staff who have been so gracious in receiving me this this Sunday, and hope that that my shared experience with you will open up your hearts to help the parishes and schools of the Archdiocese. Now, they asked me to send some pictures. I think they're going to show you now some pictures of the school. You'll see some children there. Again, I'm very proud of the school, what we've been doing. And you'll see some pictures of our food program. And lastly, there's some pictures there of some of the destruction of the church. You're seeing that now, yes? Thank you very much.
So thank you very much for Father John for coming out, coming here. And I did say to him a week or so ago after this happened, I said, are you sure you want to come still? Please don't come. You've got so much on your plate. And he really insisted on coming. He said, we've got it all planned. I'm going to be here. So I know that you'll join me in keeping Father John, Resurrection Parish, and all the parishioners in our prayers as they rebuild their church from the ashes. Like the phoenix, it will rise up, and I'm sure it will be even more beautiful. But we're grateful for Father John for being with us today. So my job now is to reiterate what Archbishop Gomez said, the challenge that he gave to all of us which is for each one of us to participate in some form or another with Together in Mission. It can be for as little as a dollar or as much as you're able to give. And I know that some of you have already sent in your pledges or your donations to Together in Mission, so thank you very much. If you brought your letter or your pledge today, I thank you. But for those of you who've not yet been able to give to Together in Mission, then I'm going to ask you to take one of the envelopes in the pew holders in front of you, and the ushers have additional envelopes and pens if you need them, so just raise your hands if you need an envelope. Our goal this year is $128,000, and I know that we will reach that without any difficulty with all of your help, because you've been so generous in the past. If you open the envelope, you'll see that the pledge form is inside the envelope there. And at the very top of the envelope, it asks if you've been a donor before to Together in Mission. And so please just check if you have. Don't worry about whether or not you remember the ID number. Who remembers your Together in Mission ID number? I certainly don't. So don't worry about that. And then if you could go ahead, even if you've given before, please do fill out all of your contact information, your name, your address, email, telephone number. That will be very helpful. And then about two-thirds of the way down the pledge form, there's a line there, and this is very important. It says, credit my gift to Parish City. So I really love you to write there, Holy Family Parish, South Pasadena, because we are accountable for the $128,000. So we want to make sure that all of your gifts get counted towards our goal of $128,000. You have numerous ways of giving to Together in Mission. If you want to just, you know, drop a cash or check in the envelope today, and that's your entire donation, that's fine. That's wonderful. But you also have the option of pledging over the next 5 months. And this year, for the first time, you also have the option of pledging over 10 months. And that's new to Together in Mission. So that might make it possible to make a little bit larger donation if you can pay over a longer period of time. So please do consider that option. You also have a third way of giving, which is you can go online to Holy Family's website. If you're not able to decide or make a final decision today about how much you can give to Together in Mission, you can go to our website and click on the Donate Now button, and that will take you to the donation page, and at the top of that page is the Together in Mission option. You can also give by a credit card, and you can write that credit card number on the bottom of the pledge form there. And if you're going to pledge over 5 or 10 months, then Together in Mission will not send you a reminder. They'll just deduct that from your credit card or charge your credit card every month. And then once you've completed your pledge, please seal the envelope. If you're making a gift of cash or with a check, then make sure you put that in the envelope first, of course. And then hang on to your envelope, because we'll be collecting them at the usual offertory time when the collection baskets come around. So I hope that each one of you will give whatever you can, even if it's just a dollar. That still counts as a donation. You're still participating, because as the lovely video said, we do things together here in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. And thank you for all your support in previous years, as well as this year, for our Together in Mission campaign. And God bless you.